I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Forecasters say a wintry mix of weather is possible in northern Alabama. The National Weather Service says a mix of freezing rain or sleet could fall Wednesday morning in the northern part of the Yellowhammer State. Forecasters say a light glaze of ice is possible, especially in northwest Alabama, but any ice will turn to rain by late morning or early afternoon on Wednesday. Later in the week, forecasters say moderate to heavy rain is expected across northern Alabama Thursday night through Friday. They say a mix of rain and snow or light snow is possible in the region early Saturday morning. Today is Dr. Martin Luther King Day. The national holiday will include parades and service projects in memory of the slain civil rights leader. That includes Alabama, where the group Hands on Birmingham will send out volunteers to help around the community. The Dexter Avenue King Memorial Baptist Church in Montgomery will host a birthday celebration for Dr. King. Pastor Cromwell Handy says his job is to deliver the same Christian message King did when he led the church.
When you think about what Dr. Martin Luther King did and his philosophy, it was about love. And so my focus is on love one another, red, yellow, black, or white. We're all precious in his sight.
Handy says one mission is to keep the message of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. alive among young people. The civil rights leader was the pastor of the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church from 1954 to 1960. However, today marks a dual holiday in Alabama. The U.S. as a whole will be celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. Day, but the state is also recognizing Robert E. Lee Day. This is one of several Confederate holidays in the state that have been the subject of recent discussions about symbols of slavery in America. Gary Carlisle is the commander of the Alabama Division of the Sons of Confederate Veterans. He says these holidays are important for Southern heritage and are not meant to condone racism.
When we try to remember our forefathers, I really appreciate my mother and my daddy and my grandpas and who fought in World War II. My great-granddaddy fought in World War I, and we honor those people. So we honor people, and we're proud of our heritage, and that includes Confederate heritage.
The Sons of Confederate Veterans will hold their celebration of Robert E. Lee Day next Saturday at the Archives Building in Montgomery. Clear skies in the Tennessee Valley tonight and cold with lows in the mid-teens. Sunny skies Tuesday with highs in the lower 40s. Central and West Alabama will have clear skies tonight, lows in the lower 20s, and sunshine on Tuesday with highs in the mid-40s. Clear skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the lower 30s, and another sunny day on tap Tuesday with highs in the mid-50s. I'm Mackenzie Bates reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.